Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Some interesting video to start the show today.
What up?
Presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, guys. Good
morning.
On ESPN2. I know you're tired. On ESPN2, we just saw some video. The video I was referring to is of the Sixers game last night, Sixers-Nets, where James Harden was ejected.
Love tap.
Yeah.
It wasn't a love tap like that, though, was it, after you saw the video?
Yeah, well, what happened? I mean, Embiid and Claxton got into it under the basket. When Embiid fell, Claxton stepped over him. Embiid kicked him, got a flagrant one. And then later on, James Harden had the ball and caught Royce O'Neal with his left hand in the groin and was ejected. But anyway, that's the video we're referring to. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, man.
I'm good. I end up paying for verification yesterday.
You did?
I did.
For what?
It's business.
For what? Verification for?
It's business. It's part of it's social media. I did it.
So they took your check away?
They took my Magic Johnson's check away. Max's check is away.
Who cares?
Okay, really? That's fine. You don't have to care. I care. That's cool.
They took your check away and you had to pay the $8 or whatever it was?
Yeah.
It's $8, right?
Yeah.
Whatever. But the point is,
thank you, Key. Like this guy right next to me has so many apps; he doesn't even know what he pays on his apps.
But the point is, it's not about the money. It's
they gave it to you, then they took it away, and now you got to pay for it.
The point of the check mark is to verify that you are who you say you are, and that was for public figures. So I know that's actually Jay Will, but Jay Smith, who I don't know, has a 9-to-5 somewhere. I don't know; like he could be whoever he says he is. I don't know who he is. He doesn't have a public identity to begin with. The blue check now just means you pay $8. It doesn't mean you are who you say you are anymore. You see what I mean?
I hear you. But for me, it means something, so I'm going to pay it.
I don't understand the logic.
$8 is $8. Yeah. And he wants a blue check.
Yeah, that's fine.
So people could realize or understand that he is who he say he is.
Yeah, but if you look at the number of followers, you understand it's actually Jay Will.
Yeah, but you're actually asking people to do work.
Not really. As soon as you click on the guy,
but what if the followers are fake?
Well, I don't know how that works, Keith. Maybe
right, Jay? Don't they do something like
that? Yeah, you can buy followers.
I think it'd be hard. I think you'd have to spend a lot of money to work up to the number of followers Jay Will has. I think it'd be pretty.
I don't know. I don't. You guys are social media darlings and love
darlings.
That stuff, so I don't really know about it. But I would think that $8 is not that big of a deal.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
But you're also enriching someone who at the moment is making a false equivalent.
I'm not going down that lane. I'm not
going down that road.
Wait, hold on.
We're not doing that, Max.
That is 100% the lane. You spent $40 billion on a megaphone.
I subscribe to different things. It doesn't mean that I condone or advocate for those individuals running those companies. Like,
depends.
Jay, explain to me really quick in your way and not Max's way. What do you have to do? You have to go online and fill out an application? Like, what do you do?
No, you just literally, it's like an app. It's the same thing you would do as an app. Like if you're subscribing to an app, you click on it. There you go. And they review your application, verify.
And nobody else can be you with a blue check.
No.
So no other Jay Wills can have blue checks.
Well, I mean, nobody else is trying to be real Jay Williams. So
a real Jay Will.
Yeah. So that's my verification. Yeah. I did it. That's just start the day. Yesterday was a big thing. I saw Bron talking about it. Max is like, this is dumb. You guys are. Yeah, I don't like it, but that's fine. I like it.
Or is this company targeting celebrities? Is that what's happening?
What, Twitter?
Yeah, like are they going after people that are celebrities and taking their blue checks away?
Well, it's just everybody's blue checks. So you have to pay for it now. That's where it is.
Oh, okay.
All right. Pay to be verified.
It's whatever.
Yeah,
right?
that's how I feel about it.
There's a Max whole host of issues attached to this, which you guys don't want to talk about, which is fine
with
me.
No, we're not talking about
but
it. It's not
going political. It's 6:04 in the morning.
But as soon as you pay the thing you paid for, you went political, whether you like it or not. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. You want to talk about NBA officiating? How's that?
Max, I can go through a series of your clothes, and we can talk about where your clothes are from. I mean, if you really want to dig deep into all the nuances of everything that you buy.
Trust me, you don't want to do this with me. Like,
I'm a savage now,
you can't shut it down and say, hey, we don't want to go down that lane. Oh, I could do this. No, you couldn't. Trust me. No, you couldn't. That'd be a short fight.
I do not trust you, and I could go down that lane.
Trust me, that's
speaking of targeting and finding out where things come from.
There you go, Key.
James Harden and the Philadelphia 76ers take care of business in Brooklyn.
This is what brothers do. We bicker, and I love it.
So James Harden, listen, we've already seen the video. He was called for a flagrant two. Listen to James Harden after the game, and then, Jay, I want to know, does he deserve to be ejected for this play? Here's James Harden after the game.
Unacceptable. Like, unacceptable flagrant two. Like, the first time I've been ejected, I'm not labeled as a dirty player. You know what I mean? I didn't hit him in a private area. Somebody's draped on you like that defensively. It's just a natural basketball reaction. And I didn't hit him enough, hard enough for him to fall down like that. But for a flagrant two, it's unacceptable. Like, this is a playoff game. You've seen around the league things that are much more worse than what that play was. Honestly, I don't even think it was a foul on me. But, yeah, that's unacceptable. That can't happen, bro.
So here's my biggest takeaway from last night. And there was a lot of stuff popping off last night. Kevin Durant, the Suns, Kawhi not playing. Obviously, Golden State winning at home in the Chase Center without Gary Payton II and Draymond Green. But this is the biggest story today. Yo, the inconsistency with referees is killing me and the game. Like, what are we actually doing? So, Jay, what do you mean by inconsistencies? Well, okay. So, Joel Embiid last night, as there was a play, got a flagrant one for literally kicking Nick Claxton. Now, regardless of whether you think that deserves a flagrant two, an ejection or not, where is the consistency? So, Draymond Green gets into a scuffle with Domantas Sabonis holding onto his leg, right? So Domantas Sabonis provokes Draymond Green. Now, he stomps him, right? Okay, great. Take away all the antics afterwards. Take away the history to a degree. He gets ejected for the stomp, right? Joel Embiid last night is on his back. Nick Claxton provokes him by stepping over him. He kicks him. Kicks him. Does not get ejected.
Just missed his groin, by the way.
Just missed his groin.
But he didn't hit it, but just missed
Kicks him, does not get ejected.
Then Claxton fell and made a big act out of falling.
Why doesn't he get ejected there? Where's the consistency? Yes. James Harden has made this move multiple times before. If you're watching James Harden play basketball, he sometimes gives that little nudge, which if you see from the real angle, like it's not like he doesn't maliciously try to hit the guy in the jewels. It's like his basketball move. He gets ejected for that. And then later in the game, in the fourth, Nick Claxton has a dunk, stares down somebody. Granted, it's his second technical foul. But then he gets called a tech for that. It's just the levels of inconsistency. I hate when the referees make it about the referees.
Can we talk
Let
about
it be
the hard-
about the players and the product on the court. And it's playoff basketball.
So Jay,
let them have physicality.
Wait, Key, so let's look at this play because we're playing it on TV for a second. I want to look at that Harden play, Jay, and I want you to break it down for me. Because there's a way, like in boxing, a guy can kind of swing his head, but it's kind of like, hey, if your face is there, sorry, it's a headbutt, right? Harden wasn't trying to be slick with it here. Look at that play, and we saw it from the reverse angle. He brings his left hand right into his groin. Do you think that was completely accidental, or is he being slick with it?
I don't think he was being slick with it. I've seen James Harden make moves like this before. That's just my opinion.
He doesn't flick the hand. He doesn't.
It's more like a little bit of a slight nudge push off. It's not like he just takes his fist and balls it up and just gives him a sling to the jewels.
Sorry, Key. I just wanted to talk
about the consistency part of it. There is consistency on the Embiid versus Draymond Green situation, right? The consistency is
no. There's inconsistency on it.
I mean, that's what inconsistency, but consistency as far as the ref goes.
No inconsistency.
Okay, so one guy has 17 technicals in issues with sort of things that go on, and another guy in Embiid never really gets himself in these situations. You wouldn't call that consistency?
If you're
one guy one way because of his issues in the past, and you reffing another guy another way.
No, I'm just look at the individual act, the act itself.
This could be
any player. This is nothing for people like don't turn it personal towards Joel Embiid. I'm just looking at the act itself.
I'm not saying anything about personal about either one of the players. I'm saying, when you look at Embiid, yes, he almost kicked the dude in the groin. He slid off, missed. But he doesn't have a history So they probably look at it differently than Draymond Green, who has a history of doing certain things. That's what I'm saying.
I'm just looking at the individual act itself and saying that the individual act itself warrants an ejection if you're warranting the other action as an ejection.
But that's not the way that they're looking
but
at it.
But you guys are being consistent, actually.
Totally, Jay. They're looking at it totally as we always have issues.
How do we know how they're looking at it, Key? You don't know how they're looking at it.
Hold on. You guys are being consistent because you're breaking down along the same lines you disagreed yesterday, and I agreed with you, Jay. Which is, hold on, who cares about his past? Let's judge the individual play.
Yes.
And Key is saying, of course, let's be realistic. They are going to consider his past. And so, Key, here you're pointing out that realistically that's what happens.
So
they considered one guy's past, and they didn't consider another.
Okay, so wait.
And Jay,
so wait, Key, I'm gonna refute your point. Ready? So is there a consistency? Is that James Harden? Does he always hit people in the jewels?
Well, that wasn't the same referee either.
Right. Same refereeing crew. Same crew. Is there a history with Nick Claxton staring down people? Does that warrant a tech?
I mean, that's two different. Those are three different incidents and three different.
But are you factoring the past of James Harden? Because he doesn't do that all the time. And it was a push-off. I mean, he has a little push-off.
Well, maybe because of that act, they're not looking at his past.
It was a push-off.
Do you see what lane you're going down? You're saying it all moves and it's all different. I'm trying to tell you, Key, that just let me know what it is. Like, if Joel Embiid is on any players on their back,
so let me ask
and
you
another
this,
player provokes them, okay, with a look at or a step over, and they react.
Yeah, I would have reacted like
up
that
at
too.
You.
I
they kick say, up at you,
yeah. Guys. There's so much more to get into here. Let's pick this up because I'm still not convinced that. Well, anyway, that James Harden wasn't being slick with it. I don't know what to think, Jay. 888 say ESPN. What do you think? Was that intentional what James Harden did last night? Should it have been ejected? Are the refs being inconsistent?
Yes.
Should they consider a guy's past? 888 say ESPN. KJM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
10 seconds to go. Layup blocked by Embiid! Joel Embiid all night long, battered, bruised, and the Philadelphia 76ers take a stranglehold on this first-round series.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, we haven't even gotten off the game that didn't matter last night. We haven't even touched on the games that actually mattered last night. And by the way, we still can't get off 76ers and Nets. We just saw Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, Sirius XM Channel 80. We just saw Joel Embiid block Nick Claxton's shot and then fall. Claxton steps over him, kind of disrespectfully, right? Joel kicks up at him. Claxton falls. They tee Joel up. That's a flagrant foul. One. A little later on in the game, James Harden's got the ball. He's guarded by Royce O'Neal, and he pushes off but almost rips his hand through, pushes off, and catches him in the groin and is ejected from the game immediately. So, Jay, you said you and Key have been disagreeing, and I'm on your side about this. They're taking a guy's past into account and not just taking an isolated incident and judging the incident. They're adding all kinds of baggage, and you want to see the refs just take isolated incidents. But if I ask you how you know James Harden didn't really mean to hurt Nick Claxton in the groin, you'll tell me, well, if it's Chris Paul, yeah, I'd believe it, but not James Harden. So you are also taking in.
I never said that.
To it. Yes, you did.
When did I say it?
I
love playing radio. Max has put me on to so much stuff. It's so incredible just being with him for the last couple of years. I don't know when I said that, Max.
I've never heard you say it, but
when did I say it?
Commercial break.
Oh.
Or I could be making it up. No, I do think there's a difference, Key. I think what Jay is saying, like, I don't think James Harden did it. He hasn't done that in the past. Really, you're talking about figuring out his intention versus what happens, say, with Draymond Green, where you're like, whatever the intention is, you've done this too many times in the past. Well, so, like, it all adds up.
That's why I say they are consistent.
But wait,
with
James.
The way they're calling it, because they consistently are going to call Draymond Green in that act. If that was Draymond Green and not Embiid on the ground and did that, Draymond Green would have got kicked out the game.
But wait.
You're right.
James Harden has done that before, that little push-off before. It has never been a flagrant two.
Right, but what he hasn't done, you're saying, right.
He's done that before. That little push-off move he's done before, it's never been an ejection.
There's no question he's done the push-off move.
But it's never been an ejection.
But has he done?
It's been lower.
He done the push-off?
No, he didn't do it like that. That wasn't like that. That was more.
Oh, my God, Jay.
Let's go back.
That hurt me when I saw it.
Let me put you all on basketball. James always leads with his shoulders. Mm-hmm. Like, if people crowd his space, you see him do it all the time. He leads with his shoulder, and he dips his left shoulder. And when he makes moves sometimes, he extends his left arm, right? He does it.
I'm not saying, Coach, I'm not saying that he doesn't lead with the arm and the shoulder. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about the swipe. He hit that, man. I'm not even going to sit here and tell you he didn't. That hurt me watching it on television.
That's a flagrant two? That's an ejection?
Oh, that's what they called it.
I'm not asking you that's what they call it. I'm asking you, is that an ejection?
I would have wanted him out if that was me defending him, I would have wanted him out, because you hit me. You didn't push me. You hit me.
I'd like to talk about consistency for a second, and the difference between what you guys are talking about. It seems to me, Jay, I agree with you. It's fair to use a guy's pass to try to figure out what his intention is there. So you're using Harden's pass to say, I don't think he intended to do. And if he did, it's not obvious, because he doesn't usually swipe at guys' groins, right? And he does usually make that move to one degree or another. But that's different than what, Key, you're saying, which is some guys, when the intention is clear or unclear or whatever, because of their past, basically the refs are saying, we don't want the antics. Yeah, you know, we know who you are. See you later.
You're not going to get the benefit of doubt when you got a heavy past on doing something. You brought up Chris Paul, right? He has a pass, so Jay is not going to give Chris Paul the benefit of the doubt. You said it coming out of the break. Jay looks different at Chris Paul than he does James Harden, because Chris Paul is known to, you know, do that sort of stuff.
There's no proof Jay ever said that, by the way.
So, like, how
he tried to be slick with it.
Yeah. Factor into the pass with me, Key. So, yeah. Joel Embiid has 7 technical fouls on the year.
Okay.
Right? That's top 30 in the league. So, like, is that a pass? Is that a pass that you would factor into things that happen, like on the kick? The kick over Nick Claxton?
That seems low to me, though.
I mean, he only 10 less than the leader. Yeah. 10 less than the leader. So how do you factor that into your decision?
You want to hear what Jacques Vaughn, Nets head coach, said about this foul after the game? What happened with the tech and Embiid?
I'll factor into it later, Jay. Let me think after Max, you know. Gives us
buffer
Jacques
time.
Vaughn.
Yes.
Here's what Jacques Vaughn had to say about the tech and Embiid and all that.
I don't think I've ever seen that in my career before, Alex, for a guy to intentionally kick someone in an area that none of us want to be kicked at or towards, and for him to continue to play. I've never seen that before in a game, and a guy continues to be able to play. Intentional.
That's a flagrant too. Like, it has. Have consistency, refs.
So is Harden a makeup call, Jay? they throw Harden out because it's the same area of the body, and they're like, all right, we missed it on Embiid.
It's a different player. I don't know why you would make up, have a makeup call with a different player.
Team. You get in the team.
See, I think playoffs. It's – but Jay, like that, I really honestly think in this situation, I understand what you mean by the consistency part, but I honestly think in this situation, his history doesn't – in their eyes, you would have to ask the officiating crew and Joe Dumars, but I just think – the history and his past.
Come on, Key.
To do that. I'm just
Key,
telling
come
you.
On, Key.
Jay hasn't slept in a week.
Oh my, I'm losing my mind right now. Already. I'm delirious.
Yeah. So why you think he's still? Why you think he's still playing the game then?
Yeah, I don't care about why he's still playing. He should have been ejected, Key.
I'm not saying he shouldn't.
I'm telling you, all
I'm saying to you is his past.
Yeah, stop with not- the Key. He has 7 technical fouls in a year. He's tied for 30th in the league. Fine.
Okay. Not 17.
All right, fine. That's fine. But all right, so one act, let's break down acts. One act, okay, as I'm picking my foot up, if I'm Draymond Green, my foot's being held onto. Yeah. I give you a little pop and a liftoff, right? But animation. So you're saying, okay, looking at that act with history, you're saying that deserves a flagrant too. So I'll ask you, which one's worse? Joel Embiid kind of almost in a way like goes down to the ground. He flops a lot, by the way. Joel Embiid flops. I remind you, Key, he flopped last year and took out Danny Green's knee, okay? Like goes down to the ground. Nick Claxton kind of pseudo stares at him, goes to step over him, and he goes to kick him, literally kick him in the area. I think the Joel Embiid one was worse than Draymond Green.
Question.
If he has 17 technicals, and
he
all
has
of
seven
that.
On a year, Key.
No,
seven.
I'm saying if he had 17.
If he had 17. In other words, if so he had Draymond Green.
He needed 10 more technicals for you to deem that an act to warrant him.
No. He's saying what the ref's reaction would be. I have another question, guys.
I'm asking Key, though.
I have another question. Let's say you reverse the timeline here. Let's say you flopped it, you flip flopped it, and Harden's act came first and Joel's act came second. My contention is Harden would not have been ejected and Embiid would have been.
Probably so.
Right? Because Embiid's happened first, and you're right. He should have been tossed probably. But they were like, all right, maybe we got that wrong. And then there's a play where a dude gets hit in that area.
But then, Key, at the end of the game, Nick Claxton gets a dunk, and he stares down, and that gets a tech? Like, that gets a tech for staring somebody? Oh, I'm sorry. I stared somebody down after I banged on your head in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know about the stare down.
Well, I know about it. It's wrong.
No. I'm saying I don't know about ejecting a
such
dude
an angry
to give
old
a
man
tech
this
because
morning.
He looking at a dude. That's crazy. You look at dudes all – Steph Curry dropped threes down and stares down the bench. I mean, stares down players, but because there's no history there, I'm assuming that's why they don't even bother Steph
Curry. I just looked up how many threes Nick Claxton has hit, and it's not as much as Steph Curry. Therefore, I just think if you flip-flop when they happen –
No, I don't think man. I don't think you flip-flop it because James –
Really?
Harden,
you think Harden gets ejected if nothing happens?
Man, the dude didn't lean into him. He hit him.
Yeah, but he was pretty slick with it, if that's the case.
No, that
Key.
Wasn't slick. The referee is standing right there looking at him.
Want to see how slick it is? Do you think he did it on purpose, Jay?
No.
That's pretty slick. He got Jay. Fooled Jay.
No, I don't think – I don't know what to think. I don't think he did it on purpose.
Yeah.
I think he used more momentum than he used in the past.
That's fine. Then that should be a flagrant one then.
I agree. That's what
it
should have been.
That shouldn't be an ejection. And that goes back to my overall thesis, guys.
And
there's inconsistency with how these refs are refereeing games. And I hate that we're in the playoffs, Key, and they're making it about them instead of the players on the court.
No to you, Jay. You're the only guy on the show who played in the NBA. So I'm going to certainly
– No, I like when you disagree with
me. NBA 2K count?
I'm going to refer to you on – getting hit and swiped in places that you probably shouldn't, because I'm sure you have hit people in the past in the same situation.
No, I have no past history. There's no history, Key, of me hitting anybody like that.
Or getting hit, one of the two.
Now getting hit, yes.
Yeah. And kicking people when they're on the ground and stepping on people. I know about you. You're a Duke guy. I know what you guys do.
That's what Harden did. That's what Harden did on the push-off, what Key just did.
I'm not walking around ESPN's campus tripping people. Come on.
Little Duke stuff.
888-SAY-ESPN.
Kristen Leitner. All you guys.
729-3776. Did the officials get it wrong, KJM?
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Did you know we're on the app? You click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app, scroll down to live radio. You don't have to be in your car to listen to us, wherever you are. We're on the ESPN app. Guys, you ready to take some calls on this whole officiating thing?
Yeah, I want to hear what the people think.
Controversy. Freddie in Chicago, you are on KJM ESPN Radio.
Good morning, gents. I just want to forewarn you that, yes, I'm biased because I grew up in Philly and I'm a huge fan and I've had a pot of coffee. And I listen and watch your show every single day, at least during the NBA season. And I've never seen us get through two blocks with nothing accomplished amongst the three of you. So I'm going to try to bring a little bit of, you know, and for the first time ever, you all three make great points. Key's the only one that stays in the middle and tries to keep everyone level-headed. But I might agree with Max on this one because Max is the one who's wavering on how far we take the prior instances. So I'm going to bring a little bit of – I want to throw in one more thing that you guys haven't talked about today that you have in the past that gets into this complicated quadratic formula of when we throw people out or we don't. There's a lot of theatricals going on with these guys who are getting poked and picked. And, you know, some of that has to be looked into this as well. Yeah, James hit him in the abdomen. That hurts any dude. But that dude was putting on a Broadway show by the way he hit the floor. I mean, we got to look at the whole picture here.
I would agree with you about the theatrics. I don't know about that play. That play looked like it hurt.
I don't know. I think there's some acting going on there. I'm with you, Freddie. Go ahead.
Yeah, so anyway, my point is there's no right answer here, except now it comes back to Jay. Every official has their own agenda, and that's up to Byron Spurrell and Dumars at the NBA office to try to hold these refs accountable for some reasonable consistency. Because, listen, if you three very intelligent guys are arguing about this, every single play we've had over the last week gets great arguments, and there's no rhyme or reason. There's no right answer, so wrong answer.
Freddie, let me ask you,
I don't know if we can hear any more from Freddie, taking up the whole segment.
I agree with his point on the acting. So, and if Nick Claxton had acted when Joel Embiid had kicked him, would that have increased Joel Embiid's ability to be ejected if he had acted?
If Joel had then reacted, probably. You give one. So then they both get teed up, but Joel winds up with basically two tees, right?
But Nick Claxton didn't get teed up. I mean, it's right. Like, Joel Embiid got the flagrant one.
Along the lines of theatrics, by the way, notice how Sabonis seemed fine. Sabonis not only played,
he was fine after he got, quote-unquote, stomped on. He played the rest of the game, and he started last night.
Key, you think, like, I was with you. The shot in the groin hurt me to watch, but you think that was theatrics, Jay, maybe?
Oh, I think there was a little bit of embellishment.
Because it could easily be, but it looked like that.
It's so sensitive. Yes. I've been tapped before. It just takes the wind out of your sail.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but Tim? Your initial reaction is always going to be to bend over.
Wait, Key, you got to get up on somebody. The mic, man.
I'm on the mic.
Hey, what'd you do to your mic? What happened?
Where's your mic?
My mic? My mic is right here. What are you talking about?
You hit some button or some
you can't
dial.
Can you hear me?
We can't hear you.
Don't do that, Jay. Stop. Tim in Atlanta.
Anyway.
All right, go ahead, Gaggy. Go ahead,
no, yeah. Tim in Atlanta.
Tim in Atlanta. You're on KJM.
Good morning, guys. An interesting dynamic to really think about is that every single one of these games, and Jay, you play. You know, those first 5-7 minutes, the refs are really dictating what's going to be called, hand checks, boxing out, things of that nature. Yep. Every game, it's not a science. It's an art. And as these games, we're not on the floor. We're not hearing how chippy it is. We're not hearing how mouthy it is. We're not feeling how physical it is. And so refs are constantly trying to monitor and maintain the integrity of the game. And so for us, we've got to really make sure that we're not being so abstract or so restrictive that we have to do, if X happens, then Y happens, because it can impact the outcome. And we're having the other conversation. Well, refs are inserting themselves into the game. In reality, like, I think we're right that if the timeline's reversed, they're going to invert it, because they don't want to let the game get out of control. Because if the game gets out of control, how many decades did it take us to recover from an incident like the Malice at the Palace or other ugly, ugly incidents, particularly when all eyes are on us at the playoffs?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I understand why you want to kind of dissuade Draymond's antics after the fact, because you don't want Malice at the Palace, I think, but I never got the feeling like it was going toward a Malice in the Palace thing. Dre was doing WWE, like, I don't hear you, you're not loud enough.
But yeah, that's very true. It may have not gone, but what will I say, Max? What's the one thing I'm going to say?
What if?
What if?
Yeah, what if?
Somebody like you in the stands decide to throw because you just like a guy that would be
angry
in the
fan,
that would throw something
crazy.
No question, Jay. Yeah. No
never
question.
Anything.
But remember, you're still talking, Max. Remember this though: when you throw something, it's different than saying something, right? Mm-hmm. So my whole point is, you know, fans, they got a little of that alcohol in them.
Good point.
They're all of a sudden, Draymond is like, y'all. And then they just throw something at him. Now,
it's
Dre ain't going to have that.
Key.
Now, if you throw something at me, I'm going up in the stands and it's going to turn into something.
Dre is egging the fans on. The odds are, out of the 20,000 fans and the alcohol, some fool is going to do something. And then I'll sit here and say Dre was justified. He got something thrown at him. So it could escalate.
Exactly.
And you don't want to escalate.
So yeah, you kind of try to calm it down as much as you can. Because people like Max that sit in the stands, they get all hype, and the New York Knicks are in. And
he had a camera on me when I was 15. Richard in Houston, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Morning, fellas.
What up, Rich?
How's everybody?
What's going on, Rich?
Now, for a guy who's been judged in his life, I'm talking about Draymond. He's a repeat offender. You get judged one time one way, you get judged two times for the second offense. He's a repeat offender. So naturally, that's going to happen. Now, any act towards the growing of any man in the game, the bottom line is they all should be gone.
Okay, so you're saying Joel Embiid should have been ejected too?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay.
There you go. The intent was there.
See, Rich, all I want is just one way or the other, just give me consistency. That's what I'm asking for.
You're correct.
Like, you know, like if you think that warrants ejections, then great. Stick with that theme throughout the entire playoffs. If you don't think that warrants an ejection, if that's more of a flagrant one, stick with that theme. And I know they're different strokes for different folks, and you're filling out the game, but kicks to certain areas – situations, like, it should be deemed the same way.
You said different strokes. I just saw Ty Bridges the other day, matter of fact.
Did you? Where was
he? Did where?
At the airport.
What's he up to, I wonder?
I didn't. I said hi. We shook hands, and I kept it moving. I did.
You gave him that shook
Ty
hands
Bridges
nod,
for some, like, for no, people
gave,
listening
gave,
and don't
I gave,
know. It's
I gave him the
nod. Different strokes
nod
was like
the
biggest
brother
show
nod,
ever.
You know what I mean?
Kids.
The brother nod, Key.
No, yeah. Your head, you're going too fast, Jay. That's not. It's real quick.
It's real quick. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Try it, Max.
What are you talking about, Key? Did the NBA officials get it wrong, KJM?
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. We've been talking about the reffing in last night's Sixers-Nets game, the game that really didn't matter. I mean, Sixers are going to win that series, right? The interest was out west with the Warriors and Kings. And also, as it turns out, Clippers and Suns, even though once it was announced Kawhi wouldn't play out of the blue because of a leg injury, no, not the injury that kept him out for a year. Once that was, it's like, I won't even be competitive. It was highly competitive. Devin Booker showed up big in a big, it's all three games. He's been the guy they've run their offense through. But at any rate, we haven't even gotten off the Sixers and Nets because of this intrigue about Joel Embiid being teed up and Harden getting thrown out. Rodney in New York, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
Rodney? Or not Rodney?
Yo, yeah. Rod.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Rodney?
What'd it do?
Yeah, I got a question. I want to talk about Draymond.
Mm-hmm.
Draymond Green.
Yep.
Regarding Draymond Green, right, I am on his side all the time, and don't get it wrong. I love him. I love Kyrie. I love Kanye, so I'm for that movement.
Nah, chill.
But sometimes you got to look at a person's anger, anger issues. And Draymond have a anger problem. And Draymond, he got a what was that, maybe like a month or two, he punched a pool in the face. You know, and now he stomps on this kid, and then all the other things that he have been through and dealt with. Don't you think he's starting to get like a little scary toward people? You know, like he works for he works for the NBA. So when he acts out and do these things toward the
Rodney,
NBA,
I'm not really following what you're talking about.
You gotta let him finish, Max.
I don't know. I don't know. What was he saying so far, Key?
I don't know. I was trying to understand.
I don't know, but I was going from topic to topic.
I was just yesterday I was trying to understand what he was saying. The only thing really I got from it is Draymond may have a little bit of an anger issue.
It's 4:21. It's 4:21.
Still going.
Bobby in South Carolina, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Bobby?
Hello.
Yep. Yeah, Bobby, we're here. Bobby.
Man, where guys, we got to
figure this out. When guys come on the show, give us your stuff. Give us your stuff, Bobby. What do you got?
Last dude said Draymond Green, as if there was. You
know, is there another Draymond?
Draymond Blue. Yeah.
Totally disagree with the last caller about Draymond Green.
I don't even know what the last Draymond caller Green said.
Bobby?
Draymond Green is a basketball player.
He is.
His role is to play defense.
And offense.
All right.
By the way, the offense needs him just like the defense. Draymond keeps that thing moving.
What is going on?
Can
today?
We like throw Nuno out of the studio?
Nuno,
like,
do your job. What's going on? These
I disagree. I think these last two calls have been amazing.
I'm trying to see if I can
keep
get
it up. Keep
I'm
coming,
trying to
Nuno.
See if I can get ejected from the show.
Eject Ocito, cuz.
Nuno might need a low blow. That's what
Jay,
it is.
Yeah.
You play basketball in college.
Stop, Key. The long
pauses.
I think pauses.
You played and you shot the ball. No,
Max
come on,
man. Draymond Blue? Draymond Blue?
Keyshawn. Draymond Blue's crazy.
Keyshawn Johnson. Ryan in California
I'm
on KJM
sweating.
ESPN Radio.
It's hot in here.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing this morning?
Good
morning.
Brother.
He from Cali,
that's
so he's going to be clean. I ain't even worried about it. Let's handle it, baby.
Let's go, ahead.
Let's go Ryan.
Okay. So Joel Embiid, they got kicked out the game.
Yep.
And I think the only reason why he did not is because he's an MVP candidate. I could be wrong on that, but this is just, I think that's why he didn't get kicked out the game. Now, James Harden, he always does that move. Like Jay Will has said, I totally agree with you 1,000%, brother. He always does that move. But I think they had to make it up because they screwed up on the Joel Embiid kick to the groin or kick near the groin. Now, the Draymond Green situation, I'm still hot about that because, like I said, this officiating has been horrendous. It takes away from the integrity of the game, and like Jay Will said, it puts the power into the referees. And being a watching the NBA for 40 years, it's just terrible to see that, because this is playoff basketball. These guys are not robots. They have feelings. They have emotions. They're trying to win the chip. So for God's sakes, let them play the damn game. Don't put it in the hand of the referees. And Joe Dumars, I'm ashamed of you. I'm a longtime Detroit Pistons fan from Detroit. I'm ashamed of Joe Dumars.
That's why I say Key talked about where Joe worked for with the Kings for a long stint as a consultant before he started working with the NBA. And I just said yesterday, I just found it to be ironic that a player from the Bad Boys was now determining what was unsportsmanlike or not. That's awesome.
There is some irony there, that's for sure. Often misused word, but used correctly by Jay Will.
Yes, finally, I used the word correct.
Jay Will. Jay Will's Stop. Job is to talk on the radio and on TV. Guys, can we
Max.
Get into
Stop, man. Y'all killing me. Y'all big ass kids, man.
I couldn't do that. I'm trying to hold my laugh in just now. I couldn't. Because I was going to say, Max, boxing. I thought you knew a little bit about Max, boxing.
Max Kellerman.
Yeah. Meantime, we really haven't gotten on. It's crazy. Before we even get to the Kings and Warriors, that thing with Kawhi came out of the blue, Jay. All of a sudden, he can't play in game. What? When? I didn't hear he was hurt.
We're not even going to talk about the game. Like, you know, people are going to talk about Devin Booker dropping 45 or Norman Powell. It's like, yo, the whole year, all you've been hearing the Clippers talk about is, we're just being precautionary. It's about getting ready for the playoffs. And I know people don't like load management, and Kawhi feels great. What do you hear after game one? When somebody asks, well, are you worried about Kawhi and the minutes he's logging? He's like, we've been getting ready for the whole year for this. This is why he's going to play those minutes. And all of a sudden, game three, you find out day of, Kawhi's injured. You're like, wait, he's injured? When the hell did that happen?
Max, what do I always say?
The Clippers going to clip.
Clip.
Clippers going to clip.
Hey! Clipper Darryl, where you at?
For the first time, though, Key, for the first time, I really think if they were healthy, listen, they're not. I think they run the table this year. The fact that they're going toe-to-toe with the Suns, they didn't have Paul George, that's one thing. Paul George, no Kawhi, it comes down to the wire. Like, they're just good.
Clippers if Chris clip. Paul was healthy in the Houston series, they'd have beat Golden State and won the championship.
Healthy, Yep.
Got the Bermuda Triangle.
And by the way,
what's
that say about Phoenix? I'm telling you, it's going to set y'all up for y'all worst nightmare, because Phoenix barely began by the Clippers without Kawhi, right?
And that doesn't mean nothing, Jay.
I'm just trying to tell you, Denver gonna beat Phoenix.
It ain't gonna set me up for no nightmare.
You taking Phoenix over Denver?
Yes.
In the next round? Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. You can go on and be a Joker guy. Go ahead.
Okay.
And you're going to be a joke.
They have no depth.
They have no
depth. They
have
zero depth. They're all their stars are logging insane minutes
all
right now.
All their depth is in Brooklyn.
Hey, good Yates, luck. Hit it.
No.
No. Playoff, Jamal Murray's back.
Good luck.
Porter Jr.'s healthy, Knockwood.
You'll be hearing a lot of that over the next 2 weeks from Yates.
Hey, here's the question coming up, guys. Kawhi, Paul George, bigger failure than the Nets' big three, KJM.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.